Glendale, California, is Vernon Dozier. Mr. Dozier is a mathematics teacher and an athletics coach at Belmar Academy. Belmar Academy located in Glendale, California. And I understand you're at a tennis tournament tonight, Coach.
I am, Phil. A very good friend of mine is in competition right now. She's in a double elimination, so we're enjoying and we have very high hopes for her.
Coach, and I'll call you Coach because you are the varsity football coach. You're also a mathematics teacher, correct?
I am, Phil. I also teach our health and sciences class. I teach also our social sciences class. So we wear a lot of hats at the school.
Now, the controversy erupted at your school with regard to summer school sessions and what the kids were allowed to wear, right?
That is correct, yes.
Can you tell me how this started?
We teach two summer sessions. A lot of parents listening right now have kids in summer school. We have an early summer session. We have a late summer session. Each of them about anywhere from 4 to 5 to 6 weeks in length. It's not a time that kids like, and teachers are not crazy about summer school either, but some of the kids have got to get their grades up.
When did the controversy start with the kids wearing the bathing suits, though?
Well, all right. Our summer session, again, Phil, starts this year started on Monday the 20th. At that time, I was alerted to the fact that our central air conditioning in the buildings was broken at the main housing, and they've been working on it for a couple of weeks. Now, it's very uncomfortable, obviously.
I can well imagine.
And the kids don't want to be there in the first place. And I'm not, crazy about teaching summer school either. But teachers who do teach summer school, you have to understand, are there because of the failing of the student, but really the failing of the student you can trace back to, in a lot of ways, the failing of the parent. And the reason why I bring that up is because the parents are the first ones who want to call you up and excoriate you for something you did, when the whole reason why you're in summer school teaching their kid is because of them.
All right. But the fact is, the air conditioning was out.
That's right. The air conditioning was out. And the students went, and one of the kids said, "Mr. Dozier, could we come in shorts or come in our bathing suits?" And I was joking, and I said, one of the kids said, "Can we come in our shorts?" And I said, "Well, with this heat, you probably ought to just show up in your bathing suits." And I was just kidding around. And I'll tell you, Phil, the following day, we had a couple of guys showed up in what the kids called their board shorts. And so I asked the kids if they were more comfortable wearing their bathing suits, because for me, education is about assimilating information so that it is remembered, and it's remembered best when the actual moment of learning is a pleasurable moment or a fun moment.
All right, but now the girls came in their bathing suits, right? Is that correct?
They did. Some of the girls wore two-piece suits. But what happened was a few of these parents made a mistake, and let me tell you what the mistake was. They called me up, and they asked me if I approved of the girls wearing their bathing suits in class, and I said, yes, I did, and I asked who was calling, and she gave me some name, and then I said, well, now let me tell you something. You put your kid here. I didn't. I'm here because I love to teach, but also because it's extra income. I have a new lady in my life who I'm watching play tennis this evening, Phil, and so, but I told this woman, I said, it's very hot. The kids wanted to wear their bathing suits, and she responded, is it appropriate for the girls to come in two-piece suits?
Well, were the girls wearing suits that were bikinis?
I don't know. Some of them were bikini, but the fashions are so... It's not a big deal now to see a girl in a thong bikini or something like that.
Were the girls wearing thongs?
What I'm trying to say is it's not a big deal if they were, because fashions have changed. It's not a scandal. And all I'm trying to do is tell this mother it's very hot. The kids wanted to be comfortable. I said, fine. Kids enjoy my class because I try to make learning a fun experience. They show up in their bathing suits.
Well, I'll tell you that probably the problem that you had or that you're having is the idea of a girl coming in a bikini, which is a very small... The girls are sitting there, and the bikinis are not wrapped in a coat or anything?
Well, they're not going to be wrapped in a coat.
I understand. It's very hot. Okay, so they're just sitting there in the bikinis?
That was my understanding, yeah.
Well, you're there. You can see it, right?
But yeah, they had on their bathing suits. But you're trying to turn this into my problem, and what I'm telling you is I didn't put these kids in summer school. The genetics of having these parents that they've got put them there, and then those very same parents whose DNA made the kid dumb and put him in school.
What do you mean their DNA made the kid dumb?
Well, what I'm trying to say is, it's funny for a parent to call me up and say, "How dare you have the children show up in bathing suits when they wouldn't be there in the first place if it wasn't for them." And I'm that.
But you are teaching summer school because of the income, the extra income. You made reference. You've got you're newly married.
I'm not newly married. No, I have a new lady friend who is the love of my life. And as I said, I'm here watching her play tennis tonight. She's a young woman, and so they do. I don't know if you ever had a really young girlfriend, but they will, cost money, and so I do teach in the summer. And I don't know what your question is.
All right, let me give our phone number out, and we'll continue. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Summer school for kids is not a pleasant time, and at this particular school where the air conditioning doesn't work, Mr. Dozier allowed the kids to come in their bathing suits. Now, I don't know that the bathing suit issue is the issue. It's the bikini issue. And
Mr. Henry, you're focusing more on the bikinis, and these women that called me were focusing more on it than I am.
Well, the fact of the matter is that a couple of the girls showed up in thong bikinis, which is basically nothing.
That's true, but it's not the same as if this was 1958 or 1968 or 1978 or 1988. Today, you can see a girl wearing a thong bikini, and it's nothing. In other words, she might as well be wearing a suit of armor. You know, you just don't notice it because that's the fashion.
But I find it difficult. I'm not calling you a liar, sir.
Well, Mr. Henry.
No, but I'm just saying I find it difficult to believe that if a girl is sitting in your classroom in a thong bikini, that you're telling me, well, it's not really, you're not noticing that? I mean, it's, for all intents and purposes, she's naked from the waist down.
No, she is not. She is not naked from the waist down.
Well, all right, she's not, but I mean, it's like a pretty revealing suit.
It's revealing if you are coming from the standpoint of some old fuddy-dud. I'm a teacher. I'm around kids. I don't get shocked by a lot. I'm there to look at the air conditioning's broken. The kids wanted to stay cool, and these mothers are telling me it's my fault. Now, if I'm there and it's hot and the girls want to wear a bathing suit and my job can be made easier by the kids, you know, staying in line, being comfortable, and yeah, you know, I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world to be standing there teaching class with girls in bikinis. So what I'm
saying. All right, well, there's a mother there was. Let me ask you this. There's a mother there who complained that there was some kind of a beauty show or a fashion show.
No, there was certainly not. No, sir, there was not.
Well, one of the parents said there was some kind of a demonstration.
One of the girls came in a bikini that was nice looking, and I told her to stand up in front of the class so we could all see it. That was it.
You didn't have, like, a fashion show or something?
I did not know. We did not have a fashion show, no. I said, there's a couple of girls here who have nice-looking bikinis. Why don't you stand up and walk around the classroom? That was it. It was no fashion show.
Well, how many girls were there?
There were a couple of the girls who had on these thongs. There was a couple of girls.
Why did you, see, this is what I'm saying. Why did you choose the girl wearing the thong?
Because it was a fashionable, the kids were having a good time. Now, this second degree, this third degree that you're giving me, I would love for you to give the same third degree.
Well, I don't mean to be giving you a third degree, Mr. Dozier.
Well, hold on. Let me just say, the third degree you're giving me, I'd love for you to give the third degree to these mothers, okay, who call me up, and I'm teaching summer school, and I'm trying to make an extra bit of income because I've got a new girlfriend who has got some expensive tastes. And they're telling me that I shouldn't tell the kids it's okay to wear a bathing suit. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And they're the ones, because of the DNA that they got in their brain, that made the kid be dumb enough, or not dumb enough, but be dumb and have to go to summer school.
All right. You're blaming the parent not having the greatest genes in the world for the fact that the kid's in summer school in the first place. That may or may not be the point.
It totally is the point. Because
how do you say it's the point?
Because it's the point. Because I'm there. I got to be there because of them. Because their kid is not dumb, but the kid struggles because of their parents gave them, passed down, you know, the germ that makes them not bright. And I got to be there to teach them. And it's hot. The air conditioning doesn't work. The kids want to wear their bikinis. And I'm thinking this can make my life a little bit easier because the kids will be calmed down, and plus it isn't, you know, it's a little bit of something to look at that's pleasant. I'm not a pervert. I am not a man that chases young girls, and I don't want
you. Well, you say you got a young, I'm not saying you chase young girls. You got a young girlfriend, right?
Yes, I do. She's 25 years old.
All right, how old are you, sir?
I'm 47.
All right, and she's a tennis player?
Right now, yeah, she's a tennis player. I'm not chasing underage girls. And
well, when you say that, well, you know, it's something nice to look at.
A couple of teenage girls walking around in a bikini and an old man who teaches summer school is able to have a pleasant experience. I don't personally think that's anything to get crazy about.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening there to Mr. Vernon Dozier. He's teaching summer school. The air conditioning broken. The kids allowed to wear bathing suits to summer school class, including the girls wearing bikinis, in some instances thong bikinis. And he was taken to school by some of the parents, and his point of view is, I wouldn't even be teaching these kids were it not for the fact that the parents are the ones, through their genetics, that created kids who need summer school. Why can't they wear bikinis? 1-800-449-8686. Summer school is a long, time-honored tradition, and it is uncomfortable. But does a teacher have the right to have girls walking around in thong bikinis? And even in one class, he said, why don't you stand up and let us see your bathing suit? Coach Vernon Dozier, I call you Coach. You're with Belmar Academy. Now, the summer school session that you are teaching at, the air conditioning has been broken in the building for how long?
Since actually the weekend before we started our session, Phil, which was on the 20th. And I've talked to the administration about this. I've even talked to them about moving classes over to Our Lady of the Lakes, which is another school that we sometimes do work with, but we haven't been able to do that because they've got some adult education going on in there and so forth. So what we have here are these kids who are very hot. They're wearing their bikinis or they're wearing their bathing suits, and I'm getting a hard time from parents.
Well, I mean, one does ask the question why the parents let them leave the house in the first place in a bathing suit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll tell you why. Because this is what parents do. They allow children to act out in criminal or in a fashion that they think is bad, and then they blame teachers for it. Now, that's what parents do, and I've been battling that. Believe me. I mean, I love the parents, and they support us up to a point, but I also am very suspicious of parents. That's why I've got a good relationship with my students, because I really relate to the students better than I do the parents. To me, the parent has always got a secret agenda. The parent is the one who says that they're going to help you, but they're just waiting for the opportunity to take a knife and stick it into one of your kidneys. You see what I'm saying?
So you've got an acrimonious relationship with these parents. Now,
I don't have it. No, it's not acrimonious, Philip.
Well, let me ask you something, because one of these people said, the girl said, the daughter, this one lady said, you had a washcloth, a bucket of cold water with a washcloth, and...
No, hold on for a minute.
No, you were squeezing the water off on the kids, right?
It was very hot. I took the water, and I squeezed cold water on the girls, yeah. Now, I'll tell you...
On the girls?
Yes, I did, sir, and I'll tell you why. You got to understand, students at summer school, it's very warm. Anytime you can give the kids a moment of relaxation where they can look at the girl getting water on her, big deal.
Well, that's primarily for the boys? Or is that for you? Or
no, it's for everybody. The girls, it keeps them cool. The boys get a thrill. And what I'm trying to do is, you know, give these kids a few hours a day where they don't have to be around their parents telling them what to do, how to do it, and everything else. I'm trying to make the learning experience something pleasant.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Rob, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
You know, I've been listening to this, and this guy's talking about the The parents are going to stick a knife in his back, and he's been
a teacher
for this many years.
That's right.
You would think as an adult, you should be the one controlling the environment and set the tone for what the kids is appropriate and not. And now what you're saying is you're letting the kids do whatever they want, basically.
No, I'm not.
And now you're saying it's okay for you to be squeezing off water on these young girls.
No, sir. No.
You know, and if the parents are out to get you and stick a knife in your back, and you have all this experience,
well, what they're doing,
experience tell you that you should not put yourself in a position like that?
No,
that,
I'll tell you why. Because the parents
opens yourself up for
trouble. I'd like to be able to respond
trouble.
To this man, sir.
Go ahead.
Hold on,
Rob.
First it was,
Rob,
hold on.
Hold on for a minute. Go ahead, Vernon.
All right, I want to respond to this guy. Number one, I've got control over my classroom. Okay.
You're not letting the kids run wild.
No, I'm not letting the kids run wild. I'm simply saying to them, whatever is going to help me impart the lesson of the day, and if it's going to help impart the lesson of the day by taking a bucket of cold water, taking a washcloth out of it, and squeezing the water on the girl's back, and the guys get a big lousy thrill, big deal, and it makes my life a little bit easier, if that helps educate the kids, why not? That's all I'm saying.
I'll go back to Rob.
Trust,
I don't think he ever stopped talking.
You're letting the parents down by doing that.
Rob,
a wet t-shirt contest next. Is
Rob,
that where you're going?
Did you stop talking during his whole spiel, or were you just talking?
Sorry.
Huh?
Sorry.
Now, what did you want to say?
Well, this guy is one of the things that I would say is...
Well, wait a minute. I want Rob to talk.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You're the one that's...
Hold on for a minute. Would you, Mr. Dozier, be quiet while this man's talking.
Forgive me.
Yeah, you're the one that's the position of responsibility and trust of the students and the teachers and the community and the parents.
Right.
And you're basically allowing these kids to do what
enough.
They want.
Now, one of the things that I like to do is the Brooklyn Dodgers, they moved to Los Angeles, and I never thought they should have played in the Coliseum.
Yeah,
that's the other thing about the kids, too, and they started the whole thing. But my whole thing was the people are out there, and these people at the Playboy Mansion never let me use the Visa card.
Now, Playboy Mansion is adults. These are kids. What are you really talking about?
Have you been to the Playboy Mansion lately? I doubt it.
All right, great. Get. What does that mean?
I'm sorry.
What was the purpose of the discussion you were having with that guy?
The purpose of the discussion with that guy? Nothing, because he doesn't even know what he's talking about. He probably doesn't even have any kids. And the ones that do have kids, Mr. Henry, the parents that do have kids are people who are, in my opinion, suspect. And so,
all right, well, the guy made this point. You have a relationship with parents that apparently is something you don't trust them.
No, I trust them to be who they are, which is people they'll cut your throat. And I'm sorry to have to say that, but the average parent will slit your throat from ear to ear if they get a chance. They're not interested in helping you, Mr. Henry. They're waiting for you to slip up so they can call you a pervert, a child molester, so they can call you a sick freak. I know. It happened to me when I met my girlfriend. She was just out of high school. She was a graduate of the school. Boy, they called me a pervert. They called me everything. She was of age, 18, and we've been together now 7 years. She's a great tennis player. We've got a warm and, yes, a very physical relationship. But when I started dating her, fresh off the graduation platform, I'll give you that. I mean, she was fresh, and she was young and tender. I'll give you all of that. But I cared about her, and they called me a pervert. Well, I don't forget those things. No, sir, I don't. And I can tell...
Well, how much of this is personal, then?
It's not personal, but I just know who I'm dealing with when I'm dealing with these parents.
All right. You're on with Coach Vernon Dozier on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I think what you're doing is totally inappropriate. Because let me ask you this. Did your school have a dress code?
Yes, it's a private academy, yes, sir.
And it has a dress code?
Of course, yeah, during the regular school year. This is a summer session.
Is there an administration around while you're teaching? Or there by yourself with these kids?
Is there an administration around while we're teaching? You mean somebody in the office?
Yeah.
No, the school observes regular summer hours. We do have teacher's assistants that are there during our summer sessions. We have people in the administration office in terms of teacher assistance, but we don't have the full administrative staff there, no.
Oh, okay, because when we're doing
our
assistant principals and principals are at the job.
What are you intimating?
Well, no, I'm just wondering what is their position on this with you letting them wear bikinis in
I'm the one that's teaching the class.
So, well, yes, but you have dress codes and you have administration guidelines to adhere to. I'm wondering what their position on this is.
Well, maybe you want to call them, but my position is this. The kids need to learn, and they need to be comfortable.
Okay, are shorts part of the dress code?
Well, you got a lot of questions. I would love to give you the phone number of the school.
Well, at my school, shorts...
Are you a teacher, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, I'm not interested in what you do at your school.
Okay.
I'm not asking you all kinds of questions about your school.
Well,
I just know what I do at my school, and I know I'm a good teacher.
Well, that's not the point.
I'm trying to have...
The point of your moral code of ethics and your actions is in question, not your ability.
What do you mean, my moral ethics? What, because a girl comes into my class in a bikini?
Yeah, I think a pair of white cotton shorts will keep a person just as cool because they'll breathe.
What's the problem with a bathing suit?
A bikini, which is probably hot.
What's the problem with a bathing suit?
What's the problem with it?
Would you get distracted by that?
Well, I think it's totally inappropriate in a classroom with young girls.
Well, that's why. See, you don't really know why, and I think the answer is it would distract you. Now, I think it's got more to do with you than it does me.
Well, you said I'm just a 47-year-old man having a good time or being having a good show. I mean, so you haven't reacted to it.
What's wrong with that?
Well, you conquered yourself. You said, first of all, that it's nothing to be even fazed by.
First of all.
Style. Yes, you're enjoying the view, you know, so you're contradicting yourself.
You wouldn't?
Well, I wouldn't let my girls come into class with a thong bikini on to start with. That's inappropriate for young girls.
No, you see, you keep saying that, but the reason why is because you don't want to get a half a watermelon in your pants while you're teaching them.
Okay, let's not.
Whoa.
Well, I mean, he knows what I'm talking about.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you get excited by this?
Look, I'm not going to answer your questions because you don't have the honesty to go ahead and say it yourself. If you were teaching my class, you probably wouldn't be able to get out word one.
Well, but
1-800-449-8686. You got any more plans with these parents?
With who?
Are you going to be talking to any more of these parents?
No, I'm not going to talk to the parents. I mean, their kids are coming. It's a private school, Phil. Now, they can take it or leave it, you know.
And they can take it or leave what? Their kids coming to school?
Look, their kids don't have to go to summer school. And if the girls want to wear a bikini, and yeah, a thong bikini, and yeah, if I'm the kind of guy who says, well, you know, I got a little bit more of a spring in my step going to school in the morning because I know a couple of the girls may be coming in, and might be something nice to look at today. Something wrong with that? I got to go to summer school because the kids I'm teaching... The genetics, all the DNA and stuff that's in their brain is all dumbbell stuff because of their parents, and I'm the guy that gets punished? No, sir, no, sir, no, sir.
Well, good luck with this, man, because I know your job's on the line.
No, it's not on the line.
Yeah, that's what I heard, that your job's on the line.
Okay, I brought, as a varsity football coach, I brought him 3 division titles.
I know, but that's all I'm saying. Good luck with it.
Hey, let me tell you what. As long as we win the El Pacifico League Championship every year, my job's secure. I don't care whether they come in naked from the waist down shaved.
Yeah, that's great. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. You're the guy that said that you're getting, just like the guy said, it's relaxing for you to come in and see the girls in their bikinis.
That's a far cry from saying I'm some kind of a perv who wants to follow them home and get into their underwear drawer. And
nobody's saying that. But for you to take a sponge of cold water and squeeze it down their backs, and you said it was because it gives the guys a shot, a relax.
I didn't say said shot.
No, but the whole point here is that you see, there's nothing wrong with a girl wearing a thong bikini into your summer school class, because it whatever furthers education, I understand that. But you have no sensitivity to the mothers who are concerned, because you have no respect for them. You say they're all idiots, and they had idiots for kids, and that's why they're in summer school.
That's right. The whole reason why kids are in summer school is because they're dumb. And why are they dumb? Because their parents are dumb.
Boy, that's great, man. You must have a great relationship with parents.
No, I don't. But that's the whole point.
Well, how do you keep your job at the school?
Because I've brought that academy 5 division El Pacifico titles. Our varsity football team, second to none in the Southern Caneo division. Okay? We've sent, probably every year, we sent at least 4 or 5 boys to Division I schools. And since I became head coach, 3 of our alumni have gone on to the National Football League. Now, beat that. Yes.
Hello? Oh, well, excuse me, man. Beat that. All right, anyway, it's time now for our Phil Hendry Show flashback request. Thank you, Mr. Dozier.
Boy, he was mad.
Yeah. This is from Josh. Josh wants to hear a bit from a Lloyd Bonafide Hour. Phil, great show as always. Can we hear the Lloyd B. God, I've Got a Rock bit again? This is when Lloyd wrote a song that he felt was very, very relevant and could really be a hit called God, I've Got to Rock. It's an instant classic. Thanks, Josh. Here it is, Lloyd's God, I Got a Rock. Trebacca?
Uh-huh.
Yes, dear, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, hi.
Is the young lady's name is what?
Trebacca.
It's Chewbacca?
No, it's Trebacca.
Okay.
Okay, what's his name?
Am I still on the line, Mr. Hendry?
Yes, you are. And we have Harvey and Lloyd on the line, Trebacca.
Okay, how y'all doing?
I'm very good, dear. How are you?
Okay. What's the guy's name that want to play the song?
My name is Lloyd Bonafide. I've got a song out. Are you with the record company, dear?
No, I'm not, but I'm 23 years old.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm 22, and I can speak for a lot of youth.
Yes, ma'am.
They don't listen to that kind of music anymore. Maybe in your day it was fine. Maybe you ought to get together with some people more in your age group.
Yes.
Y'all play it, and y'all sit around and listen to it. But by you saying that you're giving to this community center or whatever, if you're giving just for your music to be played, I feel like your giving is in vain. But as far as youth wanting to hear that kind of music, no, that's not what they listen to. If you just talk, if you have grandkids or their friends or, you know, young people, talk to them and ask them what kind of music do they listen to now, and you'll see that the song that you wrote is...
My daughter, the lady's name is Chewbacca, right?
Trebacca, uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Trebacca.
Okay. My daughter grew up, and she listened to a band, I Have You Heard... called The Who, and they had a song called Let's Rock All Night. I forget the name of the song, but it was Let's Rock.
But your daughter is 30 now.
Yes, your daughter's in her 30s, right.
Even as far as how...
All right, well, could I ask you, ma'am, if you'll just listen to these lyrics. Listen to this. Okay. And it starts out with a 3-4, with a CGF progression. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I got a rock. I got... Well, the lady's laughing.
Because you sound like a jack.
All right,
hold on for a minute.
That's the most embarrassing thing I've ever heard. I'm a member of the Marine Corps. I fought for this country in North Pacific not to hear some old guy get on the radio and make a monkey out of himself with I Got a Rock.
I know.
You know what? Both of you people...
Well, hold on for a minute. This is Phil Hendry, Trebacca.
And I find it interesting that a young woman whose parents named her after a Star Wars character...
My name is not Chewbacca. It's Trebacca.
It's Trebacca.
Trebacca.
All right, now, the lyrics go, I got a rock, I got a rock.
Okay, you going to laugh at that?
Well, it's jackass material. What do you mean, I got a rock? That's like saying I got to squeeze one off. You know?
What if I change the lyrics to I got a rock for shizzle, I got a rock for shizzle. Rock, 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 for shizzle, you know?
See,
what do you mean for shizzle?
The for shizzle would pick them up, but the I got a rock, no. If you listen to the lyrics of music now that young people listen to, you
right.
You can hardly even understand what's being said.
Well,
they don't want
yeah.
I got a rock.
Well,
nobody does that. Nobody says I got a rock.
Well, I'll tell you this much. I will not.
Walk up to somebody and say, hey, dog, I got a rock. Or what's up, cuz? I got a rock. No, we don't talk like that.
Well, how about if I said, hey, dog, do you have a rock?
What do you mean, do you have a rock?
Well, what does the rock have to do with it anyway? That's not how young people talk. So think about it. Who wants to listen to something your daughter grew up on?
Yeah, and Phil, this is Mr. Wireman.
Go ahead, Harvey.
I want to say to this young lady thank you because I fought for this country, too. And I didn't fight for this country for some old guy to come crawling off of his front porch and squeeze one off into the popular culture called...
Boy, you know something? If you were here, Marine Corps, no, man, I would definitely put a little hurt on you. I'd put some color in your face.
Well, look it.
Sing it with me, Chewbacca. Hey, dog, I got a rock.
My name is not Chewbacca.
I got to rock my nizzle.
Will you shut up?
Sir, I didn't call your program to be spoken to that way.
I think we've treated you with respect, but I think you're hearing from a young lady, you're hearing from old and young alike, that the song, and I think it's wrong to hold this youth center hostage. They depend on that money. And it's been good for you to give that money. Why would you want to hold them hostage?
Because Mr. Danley from Elektra Records is going to be there. And
so you want to get this song? These cats aren't going to publish your song.
How old is the song? What
I wrote the song. No, I wrote the song when I was I wrote the song when my daughter was in high school.
Well, why didn't you try to get it published then? I mean, what, 30, almost 30 years later? What, 15
but
years later?
When have you ever heard a song that goes, my God, do I have to rock? You see what I'm saying? That's why it's different.
But it's old. Who wants to hear
that's
it?
Not old.
Wait a minute. What do you think is contemporary about it?
Most of the songs go, I gotta rock, I gotta rock, like that. My song goes, good sweet God, do I gotta rock. It's, in other words, it is. It's like I need to rock, like I gotta have a bowel movement.
That's what I'm talking about. It sounds jackass. I'll say you gotta rock. I think you've got a rock that needs to pass.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, look, you gotta rock. Now, that's hot, as Paris Hilton would say.
Oh, yeah, she's really happy. All right, look at Chewbacca. Thank you.
Thank you, Chewbacca. And I want to tell you...
Her name's Chewbacca, not Chewbacca, and you know that.
No, sir, I do not.
That's okay if I start cracking on that pad leg of yours.
Oh, so she thinks I've got a little one, huh?
That's what she said. It might as well be made out of wood.
You know what? Both of you guys can drop down, fourth ring, cook.
That's such a cool bit. I'm sorry. Those two cats together, Harvey and Lloyd, man. Oh, my God. What do you mean I got a rock? You might as well be saying I got to squeeze one off. Good Lord. That baby's going on the 2005, or my name isn't Frank Lloyd Wright. All right, anyway, this is Phil Hendry, actually, and God, that was so much fun to listen to after the preceding hour. I'm kidding. No, it's a lot of fun. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, hon, you're on the air.
Yeah, Mr. Hendry, I'm calling you from Sunrise, Florida. And
you're calling me from where, hon?
I'm calling you from Sunrise, Florida.
Sunrise, Florida, go ahead.
And I wanted to let everybody know that this is not a good place to come to vacation this year. You have read the news. You've seen shark attacks, and a couple of children got attacked and eaten.
I read that there had been shark attacks. I don't think anybody's been eaten. I do know that there have been some fatalities.
Well, it is not safe to be here. And I went down listening. I visited my sister, who lived in Homestead, Florida.
Okay.
And now I am up here in Sunrise. I'm visiting my other sister. And then I'm going to come home to California because I cannot be here. There are sharks, and they're all over. And
well, look at the sharks right on the ocean. Where are you?
I'm about, well, right now I'm in Sunrise, Florida, which is about 5 miles from Atlantic Ocean. But I am planning on leaving very soon because of the shark attacks.
Okay, if you're 5 miles inland, why would you be afraid of sharks? You know, they're out in the ocean, just like you say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I understand, but I don't want to take any chances because you don't know what they're capable of. They had eaten up, I know they had eaten up at least one man that I'd heard about. The man went out in a sailboat, and they shark attacked him and eaten him then and there.
But he was out on a sailboat. And I don't know, was this in the news?
A friend of mine said that they are pretty sure it happened.
Well, look, don't allow yourself to get swept away with rumors. That's number one.
No, I know. I know there are a lot of rumors. I know there's a lot of gossip.
And the other thing you got to remember is sharks are in the ocean. You're 5 miles inland. You're not even anywhere.
No, that doesn't matter. They can... we've got a lot of intercoastal canals. That they can come into the interior of Florida through the coastal canal because they'll find a way to get to human meat.
Human meat. So in other words, what they're doing is they're using the intercoastal canals and they're going after us, huh?